Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
This is lined into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Off to the races for Yelich. Chugging around third. Headed for home is Haas. Here's the throw to the plate. It is not in time. It's an RBI double for Christian Yelich. And the Brewers lead it 8-2.
Nice win for the Brewers yesterday, wrapping up a three-game series with the Dodgers in Los Angeles. The team arrived about 1 o'clock this morning. Thankfully, an off day today. And that's good news for the Brewers. They could use the rest. They'll start a three-game series with the Pirates. That'll be tomorrow at American Family Field. We played the Christian Yelich home run earlier. We played the double. I think we had a single. Just couldn't get that triple, huh? Cycles are fun. Aren't cycles a lot of fun? Just needed one more at bat to get that cycle.
Okay, Coach, we have with Connor. Whenever you get close to, you're like a hit or two away from the cycle.
I kind of get to choose his. I got to choose his haircut if you hit for the cycle. So I think it was a couple of years ago, the last time I did it. I forgot which one we gave him. I think it was like a mohawk or something. We get to choose a guy on the team's haircut that he gets. I think we chose Renfro that year. So it was a good look for him.
So that you had two in like a week and a half, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but that was different hitting coach at the time. So with Connor now, it's like you get free reign to choose his haircut.
A nice one.
Yeah.
So do you sleep in your own bed and you go back to L.A. and play the Dodgers?
Sometimes. I didn't this year because we had a kind of a weird game time schedule. We played night game. We got in super late from Colorado because we played a night getaway there. So we got in like 1 or 2 in the morning, and then we played night game. And then day game. So I didn't really have time to go back and all that stuff. But I probably will at some point during the All-Star break and just kind of, regroup for a few days before the second half.
I have this vision of your mom just like making you a lunch, just sending you to the park, to be drive safe.
I've done it a few times. I've gone home a few times out there. When we have like all night games out there, I'll go back because you have a little bit more free time in the morning or early afternoon before you got to go to the stadium. But this year we just, with all the day games and the weird schedule, it's like, I'll just stay at the hotel and make it easy.
You're going to be a little busier during the All-Star break, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations,
yeah,
you
thank
and William.
You. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Hopefully we get a couple, late additions here in the last week or so. I think we have some guys that are definitely deserving and should be in the game. And, obviously rooting for them, hoping they get the opportunity as well.
Yeah, I kept looking at names after name, Adam. I don't know about you. Is this looking reserves here? Pitcher? No. Terang? No. Didn't see anybody.
Yeah, I think Lane and Josh on air were kind of shocked. I mean, Willy Adames, that's a guy that sticks out to me. I'd love to see him join you guys in Arlington.
Yeah, I think we have, like you said, we've got a few guys. Willy's had a great year. Hudson, McGill, and I think Bryce really is the one that is super deserving, and he's had a phenomenal year. He's come a long way since last year. He's become a really, really good player, and he's definitely had an all-star caliber first half. He's done everything that you need to do to be a part of that game. It's just, unfortunate that he's not in the initial round. Hopefully he gets the opportunity here later in the week, maybe, sneak in there. But yeah, what a year for him so far, and he's definitely having an all-star caliber.
It's so funny, Christian. I feel like there's this bubble around Milwaukee where national fans just don't get it, right? So David Stearns goes to New York. Well, the team's going to fall apart. Well, no, that's not going to happen. Council leads to Chicago. Well, everything's going to fall apart now. Well, certainly that hasn't happened. Like, what will it take for people to realize, like, no, they kind of do things the right way in Milwaukee. They have got a formula, and it seems to work.
I don't know. I think everyone's always predicting that we're going to fall apart. I mean, for as long as I've been here, which is 7 years now, I think every year, every off season, now it's time to rebuild. It's falling apart. We're picked to finish last in the division all the time. And some of it's understandable, but some of the time you kind of just like laugh and scratch your head. It is what it is. And you're going to play out the season, right? And at the end of the day, if you really think about it, like it's kind of a good way to look at it, because like, it doesn't matter what people say. If people say you're going to be great, it doesn't mean you're going to be great. If people say you're going to be bad, it doesn't mean you're going to be bad. Like, you still have to play out the season. So Yeah, it's cool if you get the accolades and people are hyping you up and being like, oh, look how great these guys are. And but at the end, it really doesn't mean anything other than like people saying nice things about you.
Yeah, right.
Because it's always nice.
You still have to play it out, right? Like it doesn't guarantee you success just because you're leading the hype train. So I think we understand what we're kind of capable of as a group. We definitely do it. I'd say we do it in a unique way. I think it's probably not a conventional way of doing things in baseball, and I think that's maybe why we are kind of flying under the radar sometimes, or we don't really have the household names or guys that people know, but they're really talented players. They're a lot of young guys, a lot of rookies, a lot of contributions from people that you don't necessarily know at a national level, but they're still really good players, and we find ways to win. I think having the right guys is just as important as having talented guys. You need the right guys to win.
Brewers begin the day with a 5-game lead over the Cardinals for first place in the division. Also joined in studio by good friend and restaurateur Omar Sheikh. And you guys are working together for Christian's Home Plate Charity Concert event. This will be the second one. Omar, Christian, you guys have joined forces here. We've got some familiar faces and names to the state of Wisconsin, all as a part of this as well.
I don't know about joined forces, but you know, I'm always happy to help Christian with this event because it's about the kids. It's about the vets, which he can talk about. It's a really important event, and I think it means a lot to him, as the city means a lot to him as well.
Yeah, so Christian, we had our mutual friend Adam Pavlik on a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the event. Charlie Behrens is going to be there. Scotty Mercury is going to have a concert there. There'll be music, food, fun, all in the name of some great causes, which we'll get into. The second annual, right? So mm-hmm. Now you've started something and you're continuing it. Can you describe the event for me?
Yeah. I mean, first off, I'd say join forces because Omar's been a big part of this. He won't say that or admit that, but, he's done a lot of great things in the city, and he's helped tremendously with the last year's event and especially this year's. So, like to say that. But then also, yeah, we're looking forward to having a really fun night. You know, last year was our first time doing it and kind of just getting your feet wet, kind of understanding like how it's all going to work out and trying to see if it would be successful or not. And I think everybody had a great time last year. It was a success. We were able to raise, a lot of money for some great causes, and looking forward to doing that again this year. And, you know, for, like you said, for veterans, Team RWB, Visit Milwaukee, Brewers Community Foundation. We'll have a lot of great music, good food. A lot of guys on the team are going to come out, and we're just going to have a great time. You know, it's an off day for us, and you know, we don't get an opportunity to do things like that together as a team as well. And it's nice of the guys that are going to spend an off day with us when they don't have to do that. And I'm really excited about it. Something that I'm passionate about, and really excited to have another successful night.
So it's at the Pabst Theater. It's July 25th of this year. So it's coming up here in a couple of weeks after the RNC, after Summerfest, after Bastille Days. So just when you think your summer's winding down, you've got a marquee event in the city of Milwaukee. Charlie Behrens is going to be there. You're not doing stand-up comedy, Omar? They're not going to have you up there?
We want people to come there.
Okay, yeah.
You got us laughing. That's the first step to success.
Right. But this is a ticketed event, right? Tickets are on sale. It can be a part of this thing if you want to be a part of this thing.
Mm-hmm. www.visitmilwaukee.org/Yelich.
Okay, so you mentioned RWB. So I had not heard of this, Christian. And I also didn't know that your brother served our country.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. So can you tell me a little bit more about RWB and how you're connecting this event to that cause?
Yeah, I mean, we have the veteran connection through our family because of my brother, and I also have a good amount of friends that have served and are actually currently serving, and have gotten to know some great people over the years, whether it's through baseball or just mutual friends, just being around people that have served our country. So it's always been something that I've been passionate about and have tried to incorporate in my life as far as trying to give back and use your platform for good, and it's nice to be in a position where you can give back, and that's really been a big focus of why we've done these events in the last 2 years, is because you are in a position to give back and have the opportunity to impact people's lives with your platform. And we want to do that through Team RWB, through Visit Milwaukee, and obviously the Brewers Community Foundation does a great job throughout the city and in the community as well, just supporting people that support us throughout the year and just trying to do everything and touch a little bit everywhere. Especially the second year, and then hopefully continue to build on it year to year and have a bigger reach, and a bigger impact throughout the community and veteran community and Milwaukee community.
Yeah, so Team RWB helps veterans lead healthier lives. There are fitness events, training programs that try and support wellness initiatives for military veterans living in the greater Milwaukee community, which I think is amazing. I know your brother Colin as well. So what's funny is that occasionally I'll be like, you know, scrolling through Facebook on a Friday night or Thursday night or whatever. And then I see like I see Yelich, and then I see like a house listing for something in Delafield. And I'm like, wait a minute, why is Christian trying to? Oh wait, no, it's Colin that's trying to sell me a house.
Yeah, no, he's done a great job out here, and he's been out here for a few years and is doing really well in real estate, and it's cool having some family around the city too, and you know, really happy for him and him kind of finding a footing out here in Milwaukee.
Okay, so how did that happen? I'm really curious about that, right? You get traded to the Brewers, so it's like, all right, I guess I'm going to Milwaukee, California to Florida to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. You've made this your home. You're embraced by the community. At what point did you lure your brother in?
He did it on his own. You know, I had no dealing with that, actually. He said one day, I think it was in 2020, I think it was when he moved out here, maybe 21. Somewhere around in that time frame where he was like, yeah, I'm just going to go to Milwaukee. I'm going to move to Milwaukee. I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Can I crash at your place for a few days while I find a new spot?
Yeah, well, I think it was during COVID, honestly. So I think he might have beat me out here for a few months because I was back home during all that stuff. And then we ended up obviously coming out during the summer for the whole summer camp thing and, you know, that weird wild season, but I think that's when he first came out, and you know, I think it's done wonders for him. I think he really really likes it out here, and it's been a great fit. So yeah, I wish I could take credit for luring him out here and dragging him out here, but he did that all on his own, and he's made some great friends in the city, and he's doing extremely well.
Well, you can flush your toilets when you're off on a long road trip, right? Can take care of the house a little bit.
It does help me out sometimes when we are on the road or in the off season if you kind of need something or whatever's going on. So That part is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
good. Bad.
All right. So we were talking earlier. It's National Video Game Day. So we kind of went through this chronology of video games. Yeah. How it started with Pong. That's back in Omar and I's day. Yeah. Pong came out in the mid-70s, and we were all excited about that. Have you ever played?
Mid-70s. I was born in the mid-70s.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, right?
Little baby Omar.
Like Pong, and then Pac-Man, Space Invaders. Then it really got wild with Missile Command. If you want to go back to the early Atari days, have you ever played one of the RBI video game, whatever it is, MLB The Show video games, and then Ben yourself?
I think only one time. I don't remember when I did it, but I did do it just to say I did it.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been a huge video game guy. I think the last time like I consistently played video games was like in 2013. I got hurt with the Marlins, and we were like rehabbing at the spring training facility, and we'd go in at like 9 a.m. We were done by like 10:30 in the morning. So we had all day basically at the hotel to just do whatever till you had to go back to do your treatment in the morning. So me and one of my buddies out there that was doing rehab stuff with me were like, well, I guess we'll start playing video games. And I got so good at video games for 30 days. once I got healthy and started playing again, I haven't touched a video game since, but I was locked in. I think, I don't remember what we were playing. It might have been like the Call of Duty, like zombies game or something. I went from not knowing how to do anything to being unbelievable at this game because we put in some serious hours for literally 30 straight days.
It's a bit of a humble brag for you.
Yeah, I was like,
kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. We had a good thing going.
Is that surreal when you see yourself in a video game?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, there's a lot of things where it's like, this is kind of weird, you know, or, but yeah, seeing yourself in a video game or, just like on TV and stuff, like if you're hanging out, like on the plane or you're walking in like a restaurant or something, it's like Sports Center's playing or something, and you're like on TV. Sometimes that's kind of like weird. Like, oh, look, I know that guy.
Okay.
But, I don't know. Actually, you get used to it after a little while, but there's still moments where you're like, this is kind of weird/cool, and I just did it to say I did it, to, you know, how many people can use themselves in a video game.
Well, you can do create a player. Adam Roberts was amazing for the 2005 Milwaukee Brewers in MVP baseball,
just crushing it.
I'm going through it looked like you were a 75 overall rating in the 2023 MLB The Show. You and Miguel Rojas were the same overall rating.
All right,
okay. Well, you know, they really like your speed and contact
like
hitting.
We just saw Miggy out in LA.
They really like your speed and your ability to hit for contact. They, they label you a contact hitter on MLB The Show.
All right.
You're in the 85th percentile. I think they're lowballing you here, to be honest with you.
I did have a 99 card at one point. I do have proof of that. They give you like a little, I don't even know what it is. It's like a little trophy or something with your like baseball card on it.
So that is your rating.
I do have
in
that
the video
one,
game
yeah.
is a 99.
At one point, yeah, it was. I forgot what year that was that they gave it to me. But yeah, they give you like a, I don't know what it is. It comes in like this box, and it's not like Madden, I guess you could say. They give people like the cleats or something like that. I think I've seen.
Yeah, like a golden spike
or
something.
Ours is like has like MLB The Show, and it's like the big silver thing, and has like your card on the front of it, which it's pretty cool.
Right next to the MVP trophies, then, huh?
Yeah, it's there somewhere, yeah.
Where are those, by the way? Do you have to send those back home to mom, or you put them on your fireplace?
I'm going to eventually put them in my place, but yeah, right now they're at my mom's place. Like all of it's kind of there just hanging out until I figure out where I'm going to eventually put it one day.
Mm-hmm. Kristen, get over here and clean out your room.
Yeah, but they're just all hanging out right there, and it just didn't really have, like, I was like, I don't know. They all kind of, like, pile it up quick, and you're just like, I don't really know where to put all of it, so it's just kind of there until you figure out.
Sounds like a good problem.
It's a great problem to have. Great problem to have, but yeah, it's you would think that there's like a trophy room or something like that, but no, they're just at my mom's house hanging out.
Kristen Yelton, Omar Sheikh joining us in studio here in Wisconsin's Midday News. Omar, talk about what this guy has meant to Milwaukee over the last 7 years.
This is the first interview I've ever done here, and I've done a lot where people walk by and do a triple take. They've never done that for us, but I've seen him do a triple take here now.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes. Taking pictures through the glass. Yeah, it's awesome. What was the question? Sorry?
You just talked to me about what Kristen has meant to Milwaukee, right? Been here 7 years. You guys have built a relationship.
You know, it's funny. I said this in the last interview, and I was like, wow, you're living in a city like Miami, and you're coming here to Milwaukee. We met actually when he played with the Marlins. And I was just like, you know, how does it feel to be in small town Milwaukee like this versus a city like Miami? And he said, I like Milwaukee better, a lot better. The fans, and there's so many fans here, and they embrace me. And so I think since then, it's like, you know, what Milwaukee likes is when people embrace the city, right? And I think that's what fans love about Christian. Like, he loves the city. It's been an honor getting to be his friend and getting involved in this charity, because it just does so many great things, like Visit Milwaukee, Brewers Community Foundation, and Team RWB. By the way, Visit Milwaukee also is going to donate the proceeds for scholarships for kids that are going into the hospitality business. So that is my background as well. And so, but it's been cool just seeing how much he loves the city and what he's meant to the city. I think 6 years, he's seventh year this year?
Seventh year,
so
yeah.
6 year, up to 6 years last year, I think we made the playoffs 5 times.
Yeah.
I think there's a correlation between Kristian coming here and us making the playoffs 5 times. I think that's more than the history of the franchise, isn't it?
Like, this is the golden era of Brewers baseball. There's really no doubt about that.
Yeah. I mean, and so, and it's cool because, like, sometimes I meet a lot of people throughout the years, and they're like, hey, yeah, I like Milwaukee, but I can't wait to get out of here. But, you know, it's really cool to see that he's embraced the city the way he has. And that's just special to me.
Well, this event is coming to the Pabst Theater July 25th. It's Kristen Yelich's home plate charity concert. You're going to have Charlie Behrens. You're going to have DJ Shauna providing some music there as well. Scotty McCreary is going to be singing. Select ticket packages and sponsorship opportunities are available. And this is all presented by American Family Insurance. So a lot of great community and statewide businesses getting involved with this. So check it out July 25th. And if you want to check out the ticket, what's the website, Omar?
Oh, www.visitmilwaukee.org/Yelich.
Yeah, just visitmilwaukee.org/Yelich.
Is it dash or slash, or what do we call that?
I think it's backslash.
Yelich.
Yeah, Google all that. You'll find it. But yeah. What a great event and some outstanding initiatives that it will help support. Kristen, I know you can do a lot of things with your off day. Thank you for spending some of it with us, man. It's really cool to have you here.
No, of course. Thanks for having me. And it's good hanging out for a little bit and, you know, just saying what's up to you guys. I know we've had some, you know, passing moments in the past, but you know, thanks to Omar for setting this all up and you know, coming to join us as well.
They can buy some ramen here for lunch.
Good yeah. Karma, TMJ, ESPN, they've always been great for this community.
Okay, awesome to have you here. Check it out. Visit Milwaukee /Yelich and check out this event and throw it into the Google machine. It'll spit all the details back for you to get tickets to be a part of this event. Kristen Yelich home plate charity concert. It is July 25th. Appreciate it, Kristen. Thanks. Enjoy the All-Star break. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.